While you're finding it, I might announce that camp meeting starts tomorrow night over in Connersville. Brother Ralph Horton preach at night. Brother Hampton preaching in the daytime. Day service starts Tuesday. Amen. And that's at the Connersville camp meeting. Brother Carpenter's in charge of that. And Brother Jimmy Jewell's in meeting this week. Brother Mike Roberts preaching nightly. Amen. A few meetings going on around. A lot of them I don't even know about that's going on. Amen. But it's the season. It's the time for it. Amen. Reading in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 15. But though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. I don't always stay with the format of the holiday or the season. Hey, sometimes I preach on the resurrection at Christmas time, and sometimes I preach on the nativity at Easter. So I don't always stay with the day, but sometimes it's opportunity. I consider this one of the opportunities to preach on not many fathers. Amen. We're glad to have our newest grandparents with us this morning. Amen, Brother Raymond, Sister Alice Shockley. Amen, grandparents of a fine baby boy. Looks like the grandparents are surviving fine. Testify, Brother Shockley. Praise God. They say he got lots of black hair and he looks like an Indian. I say he takes like after the Shockleys, I guess. Yet have ye not many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Amen. 21 years ago, we won the whole Corn family to the gospel of the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Wasn't too long after that till Brother Corn introduced me to a young man, the young family that was doing a lot of work for him around. And he said, this is Raymond Shockley. Wasn't too long till Raymond's whole family was in here. That's the chain reaction, praise God. People getting saved. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And now, amen, having been a father, I feel like I'm part of this grandpa business. Amen. Ah, yes. You have not many fathers, really only three in the strictest sense of the word. You have the heavenly Father, and then you have your earthly Father, and then you have the one that won you to Christ. That's the one Paul was talking about here. In Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Praise God. I'd like to talk for a few minutes, and that's all it'll take me this morning. God help the fathers. Praise God. Amen. Let's say that together. God help the fathers. Let's say it again and mean it. God help the fathers. Raise your hands and say it. God help the fathers. They're under a great strain today. They have to buck terrible tides in the hour in which you live in. I mean, we live in a Barney Google and Snuffy Smith father society. We live in a society where the father image is a Dagwood type mentality with a domineering blondie. Amen. Oh yes. We live in a day when the father image is the all in the family style, you know. Amen. The father image has been corrupted by the media. It's been corrupted by the neighbors. Amen. And so we've got to buck that tide in order to be the father that we ought to be today. So that's why I say, pray for our fathers. A few years ago at a Christmas banquet, I penned some words of inspiration that Lord gave me right there in the banquet that night for the preachers. I decided to change it to the fathers. Amen. Since one of these fathers is the preacher that won you to God, I changed the words. I can do that with my own poetry or with my own essay. Amen. I'm like Brother Lucas preaching on eagles down in Mobile, Alabama, and he's preaching about how the old mother eagle takes care of the eagles. He said that old eagle was feeding them little eagles worms, and he passed one of the elder sisters in the church, and she said, "Eagles don't eat worms." And he said, "Bless God, this is my eagle." He said, "I'll feed him strawberries if I want to." Amen. "This is my poem." Amen. "And I'll change it if I want to." Praise God. I wrote this for preachers, but I said, "Lord, give our fathers the effectiveness of a snowplow, the power of an icebreaker, the armor plate of a patent tank, the tenderness of a mother's love, the tenacity of an eagle's claw. Give them the immunity to criticism of kings and queens. Give them the solemnity of the priesthood and the good humor of laughing children. Give them new resolve to perpetuate the Holy Ghost message with Holy Ghost power, with Holy Ghost fire, by the Spirit of holiness, with a soul of sincerity in the end of this century, and if Jesus tarries, in the beginning of the next millennium." Can you say amen? Amen. I'm praying today, Lord, help the fathers. Praise God. Lord, help the fathers and any potential fathers today to have the right frame of mind about fatherhood, because the general run-of-the-mill young man today goes into marriage with the wrong concept of fatherhood. That's why a young man married right here in the Miami Valley to some folks that are relatives to folks that come right here to church. Amen. Young man told his wife after she'd already given birth to their first baby boy, "I just don't want to be married anymore." Amen. Ought to hang him by the thumbs from a sour apple tree. Amen. Until he repents and changes his mind. Amen. "I just don't want to be married anymore." God have mercy on manhood today if that's what we've come to in an hour like this. Hey, you stand before that altar and make those vows, you're making mighty big promises to God. And God holds you responsible to keep those promises. Amen. I know of about a half a dozen cases where young men left their wives for another man. Is that what manhood has come to today? Amen. I've even known older preachers in the ministry that their wives told on them why they'd never had got off the ground. Amen. She told of those men that were asking about him that he'd rather have a boy anytime than a woman. Is that what fatherhood has degenerated to in this day and hour? Hey, it's happening right in Pentecostal churches up and down this Miami Valley. What kind of parents are we raising boys like that? Amen. I'll tell you what kind of parents we are. We're parents that haven't bucked the tide. We've played along with this petticoat government thing that downplays the authority of the man in the household, amen, and upplays the petticoat bossiness of the modern wife that looks down on the husband, look down her nose at the husband, amen, as a slave who makes a living, who is slightly brain damaged and not quite as smart as she is. Amen. I'll tell you what, the Bible is diametrically opposed to an ideology fostered of hell like that. And if we have children that are going to be the right kind of fathers, we have girls that's going to be the right kind of mothers, we're going to have to get back to Bible principles and Bible standards in fatherhood. God help the fathers. You don't have many fathers. You have the one that fathered you naturally besides God the Father. Amen. God the Father is the Father of us all. What a wonderful realization. When we think about it, my, we mouth those prayers by heart that we learned as a child. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And now lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Amen. But oh, little Sammy Morris, that little heathen boy that escaped his captors, when his next sentence was to be buried up to his chin and his mouth pried open and a sweet substance would be smeared in his mouth and the ants would do the rest of the job. They would literally gnaw in a few hours the skin off his bones, because little Sammy Morse, that wasn't his name then. They gave it to him later. Amen. But he was the son of an African chieftain that had been captured and held hostage for ransom. Amen. A mysterious something told little Sammy to run for his life. He went running from his captors into the jungle. Amen. And with the captors hard on his heels, little Sammy Moore, small as he was, crawled in a hollow log and stayed hid. His captors hunted for him everywhere. They thrashed the jungle. Amen. When it became night, Sammy crawled out of his hollow log, and a mysterious light came to guide him through the jungle. He spent the next few days hiding at night, or daytime, in some secluded spot. Amen. And then he would come out at night, and that mysterious light would guide him through the treacherous jungle where everything was peril, everything was danger. But Sammy finally found his way out of the jungle at the only religious missionary outpost in that whole country. That mysterious light had led him right. They enlisted him in the Bible school right away. Even though he could not read, even though he could not write, and even though it seemed he would not be able to learn, the teacher told in the 9th chapter of Acts about the conversion of St. Paul and how that a light shone from heaven upon St. Paul. And little Sammy Morse raised his hand and said, I've seen that light. That light led me through the jungle. Praise God. Little Sammy Morse got gloriously saved and found out that God was his father. Having been robbed of his earthly father and evermore would be an adopted orphan, he adopted God as his father. And he talked to him just like he would his earthly father. Sammy Morris's prayers were so real that folks had heard him pray, often convulsed into tears, because God was so real and so near to Sammy Morris. Amen. He was so delighted and so thrilled to find out that God was his Father. When we pray our Father again, look up to the face of God, as it were. Call him your Father. Jesus said it's this intimate. He said, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba is Greek for daddy. We cry, Daddy, God. Amen. Abba, Father. God is our heavenly daddy. Praise God. And now we can pray with a greater concern. Don't you know that your heavenly Father is as concerned about you as your earthly father? And Jesus said, your heavenly Father knoweth ye have need of all these things before you ask him, but he still wants to hear you ask him. He smiles as you say, Daddy, God, help me today with this problem. Daddy, God, you know I'm having trouble with these bills. Lord, would you help me to pay the bills? Praise God. Oh, yes, preachers don't get too far along to cry, Daddy, God, you know we're having trouble building this church. We need to get a good contract. We need somebody that can work with us. My daughter told me how they'd finally found a contractor that would work with them, and that he'd give them a good price. And she declared it to be a miracle of God. Praise God. They just celebrated their 20th at the Abundant Life Tabernacle. Could it be those hours of prayer? Praise God, where Reverend Jim Setzer cried out to, "Daddy, God, you know that we need help. Amen, with this church. You know that we need a miracle with this contract. Amen. And did you know that our Heavenly Father loves us just as much and more than our earthly father? And He's got the whole world in His hands, and He's got the gold and the silver in His hands, and He's got all the rivers in His hands, and He's got the little bitty babies in His hands, and He's got our young men destined to be fathers in His hand. He has those that are already fathers in His hand." Amen. I'll tell you, it's like Brother Greg said, he saw a sign outside of Atlanta, Georgia, with a great big chicken on it. And he said, a young man that will make a baby and then run off and leave it is a chicken. Amen. We got a lot of chickens today that's running from responsibility. They decided that they don't want to work for a living. They want it handed to them still. They want to go back to mom and daddy. Amen. You know what mom and daddy ought to do? They ought to help them out quite forcibly. Amen. At the toe or the heel of their shoe and say, "Get back out there." Amen. And make a living for that woman and that baby and be a man. Amen. For God's sake. If you're going to claim any affiliation before or after or ever with a Pentecostal Highway of Holiness, please be a man. Amen. Act like you got some sense. Praise God. Amen. You can't run away. You can't run out. Hey, amen. You run around that mountain so far and you'll meet the very same thing, because the trail you're taking comes right back around to where you started, and you're going to have to pass that test again. Amen. Yes. And then we have fathers, praise God, that want us to God. I trust that yours was a real man. Amen. Lord, we need him today. Praise God. We need some real men behind the pulpit. I preached a while ago and lectured in the Sunday school class a while ago about the religion of the cowards today. And Brother Burkett, how he told us a few years ago that nowadays the cowards behind the pulpit outnumber the men. Here's the mind slant of the modern cowards. If you can't lick them, join them. If you can't lick them, if you can't change them, amen, then just jump in and go with the flow. Go with the tide. No, 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 1,000 times no. We gotta buck the tide. If we don't buck the tide, first thing you know, nobody will be standing for God. We gotta buck this Dagwood system today. Amen. It relegates manhood and fatherhood and the ministry to a second-rate position. Some of that is our own fault. Amen. But not all of it. Hey, you need to let your man be men. Hey, you need to let your preacher be God's man. Glory to God. Of course, there ain't a Chinaman's chance of it. It's the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. Y'all know that I preach what I good and well please, when I good and well please, and preach who I good and well please, when I good and well please, and ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. Every once in a while I have a board meeting of me, myself, and I. Amen. And I make a decision, and you have to abide by it. Now, that's a man behind the pulpit that is a man of God. Anything else is something less. Amen. You got to have a prophet that hears from God. If you don't, you'll have a bunch of sissies raised up in the congregation that don't know how to be a husband, that's going to enter the ministry not knowing how to be a man of God. Amen. So ain't a Chinaman's chance of it up at the house where I live, and ain't a Chinaman's chance of it. Amen. Pardon if there's any Chinese here today. That's just no adage. Amen. Here at the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness, that's just the way it is. That's the way it ought to be. Amen. Praise God. We need men behind the pulpit. We need men behind the wheel of the home and the car. Amen. We need men behind the wheels of industry. That's why I strongly recommend, if you got children at home, amen, go home. Quit that job. Don't leave your kids with a babysitter to work at some job. You got a job. A big one. Amen. Ladies, you want a ministry? A lady told one preacher that she felt called to preach. She said, how many kids you got? She said, 10. He said, you got a pretty good congregation at home. Start there. Amen. That's true. And you know I'm not against the women that God's called to preach and uses to minister through. They've been a mother to me in the gospel. Amen. I appreciate those that have done a work for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. But if you got your kids raised, then you don't have to be tied down at home. Do as you please. Get you a job on the side. Work if you want to. Amen. Do what you want to. You got a short time to do it. Amen. Support the gospel. Praise God. But if you got kids at home, quit that job. And go home to those kids. And raise them in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Oh yes. Let that man be a husband. Let him make a living. See, my husband can't seem to make enough. Oh yes, he can. You just got to live on less. See, well, we can't live on less. We got to keep up with the Joneses. Before you try to keep up with the Joneses, you better find out where the Joneses is going. Amen. You may not want to keep up with them after you find out where they're going. Amen. Praise God. Oh, yes. Better leadership and better kids and better things have come out of poor homes than they have rich homes. Amen. And it's in homes a lot of times where they don't have hard enough to send the kids to school and educate them. Praise God that some of the greatest lessons in life are learned. Amen. You don't need this latchkey children business. Let that man be a man. Learn to pray together, and God can give him a better job if he needs a better job. Amen. Mama, go home where you belong. Accept your calling. It's already self-evident. It's staring you in the face what your calling is. It's right there at home with your children. Amen. You're the first evangelist they'll ever have. Amen. I made the living, even though it was meager, for our family. And my wife didn't have to go to the factory and get a job. Amen. We needed money as bad as anybody. We was poor as Job's turkey, raising our children. Amen. But we lived by faith anyhow, and did without. Praise God. Amen. And my wife stayed home. It was at home that she prayed Kim Renee through to God. Amen. And she got saved at home. You're missing a great opportunity, Mama, but not being at home with your children and praying with them and teaching them the ways of God. Hallelujah. I don't know, Jeff might have got saved at home. Amen, too. I don't know, he might have got saved several times at home. For all I know, praise God, that's a good place if you got an atmosphere of prayer and a father that sets the example of prayer. Amen. The father ought to be a spiritual leader. Amen. You got three. You may adopt several along the ways. Amen. Brother Mark, all them others you had was just adopted. Amen. You really had three. Amen. Really. All the time. But thank God. God said if we give up fathers, mothers, houses, lands. Amen. For the Christ's sake and the gospel. He'd give us 100-fold. Now in this present time. That's fathers, mothers, houses, lands. Amen. He didn't say he'd give you 100 wives though. Amen. Why didn't he say he'd give you 100 wives? Because she is going to be part of the blessing. That 100-fold blessing that God gives you, she's going to be a part of it. You're one flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, God knew when he made Eve for Adam that one's all any man needed. Malachi said he had plenty of spirit left over. He said he had residue of spirit. That means he had plenty left over. He could have made two. But he just made him one. Did you know that's the plan of God? Amen. Through this world, God's ideal is one man, one woman. And if you'll follow that, and you'll honor your father and mother, your days will be long on the earth. You don't have to worry about AIDS. You don't have to worry about untimely death due to alcoholism, drugs, car wrecks, amen, and many other things. Because you honored your fathers, your parents, your father and mother. And now your days shall be long upon the earth. Amen. If we pray for our fathers and honor them, our days shall be long upon the earth. What great things we'll see. What wonderful things we'll enjoy. My, many a spring and a many a summer and a many a fall and a many a snow and a many a Christmas time. And in eternity, many a millennium will be ours because we attempted by the grace of God to follow this book and keep our vows to God. Honor our fathers. Amen. And now we reap the benefit for 1,000 millenniums to come. Stand with me, Father. Bless these broken remarks. Stir our hearts. Awaken our souls, Lord God. Amen. This last days, Lord God, to stand up and buck the tide and be what God would have us to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. We invite you to an altar prayer. We cry our Father this morning. We really mean it. That's our only hope. That's our only help. That's our best chance in this last hour and closing out of time.